Ever since Dr. Robert Atkins proposed his radical diet more than 30 years ago, many experts have considered it nonsense. But no diet is more popular. Millions have lost weight by cutting out carbohydrates and eating all the fat and protein they want. Now, two studies in the New England Journal of Medicine have found that people do indeed lose more weight on the Atkins regimen than on conventional low-fat diets. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the debate is far from over.
Dr. Sam Klein says he never bothered to read the late Dr. Atkins' diet books because, as he puts it, they just didn't make any sense.
His claim is after eating, 8,000 calories a day and still losing weight, you cannot eat more calories than you burn up, even if those calories are fat calories, and expect some magical metabolism of getting rid of your body fat.
Recently, though, Klein decided to put the Atkins diet to the test because it's so popular and America's obesity problem is so big. Klein is president of the North American Association for the Study of Obesity and a researcher at Washington University in St. Louis. He and colleagues in Philadelphia and Denver put 63 obese people on either the Atkins diet or a conventional low-calorie diet. The low-cal diet limited fat to 25%. Those on the Atkins diet ate as much as 40% of their calories as fat.
We found that subjects who were randomized to the Atkins approach lost more weight at 3 months and at 6 months than the conventional diet population. And at 12 months, although the weight loss was still greater in the Atkins group, it was no longer statistically significantly greater.
A team at the University of Pennsylvania found similar results in 132 severely obese subjects in a study that lasted 6 months. Weight losses were only modest in both studies, but the Atkins dieters lost about 9 pounds more in the short term. Klein says this is because they ate fewer calories overall, despite the high-fat menu, but he can't say why.
There's something very interesting here as to why people randomized to a group where you're told to eat as much as you want, just cut out one of these food groups, why they seem to eat less and really aren't, craving food, but seem to eat less calories so they lose weight. That's a very promising observation that requires a lot more research.
Dr. Robert Bono thinks the short-term weight loss among those on the Atkins diet has to do with the effect of fat on appetite. Bono is president of the American Heart Association.
It appears to be easier to curb appetite with a high-fat diet because it's more satiating. You feel fuller, and therefore your appetite is turned off more effectively.
But what about the diet's effect on the heart? The studies show no difference between the two diets in people's LDL or bad cholesterol, and in one study, the Atkins group actually had better levels of good cholesterol. Bono cautions that does not mean the Atkins diet is healthier.
The concern remains that this particular dietary approach, which is very high in fat and saturated fat, runs the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
But Atkins skeptics say the biggest problem with the new studies is that they don't show an advantage for the low-carb diet over the long term. Rena Wing of Brown University tracks the habits of 4,000 successful dieters. People have lost 60 pounds on average and kept it off 6 years.
What we find is that they very consistently and overwhelmingly report they are eating a low-calorie, low-fat diet, about 24% of their calories from fat. Very, very few are following an Atkins type of diet or a low-carbohydrate diet as an approach to maintaining their weight loss.
But Dr. Dean Ornish of the University of California in San Francisco says comparing Atkins and a conventional low-fat diet is beside the point.
I think the message of these studies is that neither diet was very effective at either losing weight and keeping it off or in lowering the LDL or bad cholesterol.
Ornish says only diets with whole fruits and vegetables and very low fat, around 5%, can really take the weight off and reverse heart disease.
It discourages me that many people may now think that the Atkins diet has been proven to be beneficial when really nothing could be further from the truth.
The truth will have to wait at least another 3 years. That's when Klein expects the results of a larger, longer, federally funded study of the Atkins diet designed to address many of the skeptics' questions. Richard Knox, NPR News.